This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You still have a chance to see Tay in the UK. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app. Log into the Odyssey app and listen to Alice at 97.3. The Odyssey app is free. Odyssey. If you spend a minimum of 60 minutes in a single day listening to Alice at 97.3 on the Odyssey app, that's free, you get a daily entry for a chance to win a trip for four to London to see Taylor Swift August 17th, four nights at a hotel, round-trip airfare, and all the details you need for this, in case you're just joining us, are at RadioAlice.com.
No! RadioAlice.com. I thought you were going to say at your house.
No. Tay in the UK. Look for it at RadioAlice.com. All the details on how to do this are there. And if you were going to listen to Alice at 97.3 anyway, do it from your Odyssey account. Log in. Make that happen.
Right.
It's Tuesday. It's been a really fun show so far. I hope you've been with us all morning because it has been super fun. And hopefully it continues now with Timothée Chalamet.
This guy.
You're going to love this.
Am I?
No. So, for a full year.
I knew it.
They've been talking about this collaboration between Martin Scorsese and Timothée Chalamet. This is a movie-style trailer-looking ad for perfume.
For perfume?
For perfume. This is for Chanel's Bleu de Chanel. In fact, it's funny because, Timothée Chalamet's like, in the thing. He's like, I could see her from across the room. It was awesome. She looked so good. I was like, wow, this is fascinating. And then at the end, he's like, Bleu de Chanel. Like, really, puts like the very last thing in it. And by the way, they don't show the perfume in this entire. It's pretty long. I don't know, minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes. And at the very end, they show the little Bleu de Chanel.
Don't you feel weird that you're into this guy?
Nah. It's hot. It's pretty hot.
It's hot.
So,
what grown woman is watching this twerp try to be sexy going, I'm all in?
Oh, I remember that video shoot.
It's fun. You remember it? What are you talking about?
Well, they showed, I remember him with that street wearing that shirt and he gets hit by like a camera or something like that. It was a viral video of him walking. He got hit really hard.
I love this because it's so dumb, and yet I just can't look away from him. He really
what?
Does it for me.
If
I was super young, he just looks fun and dumb. So, so many things have happened since Timothée Chalamet was first announced as the ambassador for Chanel's Bleu de Chanel. Fragrance way back in May of 2023, 1 year ago. Dune Part 2 was supposed to premiere in November, but got delayed due to the strike. Remember that? Right around this time last year is when the strike started. Isn't that hard to believe? That feels like 2+ years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
It feels like it just ended.
The film did premiere 4 months later. Dune 2 just came out, whatever, February, March, April. April, right? I don't know. So finally, I guess he's been carousing around New York City, they say, with Martin Scorsese. There's a bunch of, it's like a lot of...
carousing.
That's what they say here, carousing.
Oh.
This is at AV Club. Carouse is the word. But it is, it's very New York feeling, like it's a lot of penthouse-looking apartments with incredible views out over the city, a lot of subway and train imagery.
Okay.
And then there's stuff where it's tinted blue because he's like in the movie. And then there's stuff where it's just black and white because he's kind of a regular dude and he was really late for this appointment
that
he had to go to.
I found the clip of him getting hit by the camera.
Oh, okay.
This is why I remember, because it seems so abrupt the way he was hit. Look.
So he's supposed to be coming out of that building, right? He's running out, and this is a clip from the actual finished thing.
Yeah.
All right, so here
Ouch.
We go. He comes running out. The girls grab him, and then the guy bangs him with the. Do you see how it hit him in the chest?
He banged him?
He banged him right there on the street, Ben.
All right.
True that.
That's the end of that clip, huh?
Yeah, yeah, that was it. Right. But it was, you know, I that's all I saw, and I was like, what is that for? Is he shooting a movie? And
anyway, it's not a movie, but it's. It took them long enough. It should be a movie. Unfortunately, there's no plot. Here it goes. And then he runs right into the camera. Runs
right into
the
record, I think that he was great in Wonka.
Yeah.
And was also really good in whatever that Paul Anderson movie is.
Do you mean Wes Anderson?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was good in that. You know, here's what I think for Timothée Chalamet. Like, I don't know what he is. 25? I don't know what he is.
Let's see. He is 28 years old.
28 years old. When he's 38 years old, he is going to be filled out. And
just your style.
He'll just barely be starting to sport a beard. And he is going to be the hottest thing on wheels. I don't know what
now,
what is.
You know what, Twig?
We
get
made
out of here.
It was great. We made out. Yeah, he won't. When he takes his shirt off, there'll actually be some meat on him.
Okay.
We'll see.
Instead of just like the weird hollow man stick figure thing he's got going on now. So this 90-second Chanel ad, directed by Martin Scorsese and starring Timothée Chalamet, is now up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
And what's the perfume I need to buy?
Can you play the last 5 seconds of that thing? Because that's where his voice changes. Yeah, the whole time he's like, yeah, I was running away. It was really hard getting away from those guys and everything. And then you guys should buy Beauty Chalamet. All right, here we are. It's the very end.
Oh, he speaks really good French, by the way. Right?
Of course he does. His name is Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Timothée Chalamet. Anyway, it's just funny because he's got like a total, you know, American accent. He can't just say, you know, Bleu de Chanel.
People don't really wear cologne anymore, do they?
I don't know. It seems like it's that body spray now, Vinny.
Well, I mean, just in general, I don't smell it. I think it's enough people have said it's offensive. It's too much.
Yeah. Oh, I can't stand it. Yeah. If say it's one thing to have to be lightly scented. I think that's fine. But the person that you're in an elevator with and you're like, I'm suffocating. That's not cool. I don't like that. Or I hug them and I'm wearing their cologne.
We were all indoors for, you know, years. So there's that.
Yeah, that's true. I think if you've recently showered and you use soap and a little deodorant, you're fine.
That's me.
You're good to go. It's all you need. I mean, if you're super stinky, maybe do something about it.
No, I'm not. I showered this morning just for you.
Thank you. Nice. I showered yesterday.
Sorry, oh, God. What?
Sorry. I don't do it in the morning because I can't mess with my hair being wet in the morning. Forget it.
Oh.
It's too long for that. I would do it when it was really short, but it's getting longer again. Okay.
I like hearing that.
Oh. Anyway, you can see that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I'm going to say, in case you don't know, spoiler alert, the winner of American Idol season 22 was...
Clay Aiken.
No. He never won it.
Oh,
Ruben Sutter beat
Ruben
him.
Ruben Sutter, I can't.
I think it was season 2. Anyway, it was...
Ruben died, didn't he? Did he die?
Oh, did he die?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Let's look that up. Sure Abby that. Carter is your winner. Abby number. Carter. So I guess it, I don't know if it was like in honor of that or, you know, whatever. But Carrie Underwood, who did win American Idol, I think, I don't know, maybe up season 10 or something. I don't really know when. Carrie Underwood posted a throwback pic from when she auditioned for Idol. It's been almost 20 years since she auditioned. Yeah, there it is. So with the recent season of Idol wrapping it up, it got her reminiscing about all those years ago when she was just contestant 14887. And it's funny, too. Wow. It just goes to show you what constantly being styled and fitted and with an eye toward what are your best angles and how you should look. And, you know, let's get the right bronzer on your face and let's do your hair perfectly. Like, she's a cute young girl.
Yeah.
But do you have the picture, Bryn? You throwing that up there?
Oh, sorry. I was looking up other things. My bad. I was caught up.
How dare you?
Well, you know, here's a question for you guys. Ruben okay. Studdard.
I think he's alive.
I think he's dead.
He's alive.
Oh, okay. Whoops.
That's why I looked at it. I was like, you know, I have to do some research on that.
Well, he certainly doesn't look like the healthiest guy.
I don't know why I thought that. I honestly don't.
No, I mean, I could see that happen. During the pandemic, a lot was lost.
Yeah, a lot of people died, man. All right, so do you have her sitting out that she's sitting on the the waiting room in the
this
chairs
girl right here?
Look at little Carrie Underwood.
She's a baby.
She is a baby. It's like no makeup on, barely any makeup on that face. She just, yeah. I don't know how old she is there. Is she 18?
I mean, compared to how she looks now.
Oh my gosh, she's so polished looking now.
It's very.
You know, she also
done up.
She's gotten some work done to her face, but her face got freaking half taken off a few years back. And
was it a knife or glass or something like that?
Yeah, look at the quote. Have some more plastic surgery.
Yeah, people are the very best. And the best, the worst also. She fell and hit her face like on a step or something, I thought. She broke her cheekbones.
She definitely smashed her face.
She was not seen for, I don't know how long that went on for, but she had to get complete reconstructive surgery. So for her to, she's lucky to look as good as she does. I mean, she's a stunning looking woman.
Well, we don't know how much makeup.
Oh, I see.
What's covered.
That's true.
She fell down the stairs at her Nashville home walking her dogs, breaking her wrists and causing severe facial injuries.
Yeah, she fell
40 to 50 stitches.
Stuff people are, I'm sorry, but you don't even look like at Carrie anymore. Doesn't make me want to buy anything you endorse.
Well, that's nice of you. She did fall on her face and have 50 stitches in her face.
The thing that's weird about that, there's lots of nasty stuff.
Yeah,
this looks nothing like CU, sadly.
Are nasty.
Yeah, there's
literally
a lot of...
I didn't recognize. It's no, there's no nice stuff said there at all. I really don't get it. I know that there's like it's just a toxic environment online. I do get that part. But why any one of you would bother any time in your day to write that about someone makes no sense.
People...
What happened to this beautiful girl? Stop the plastic. Like, Jesus!
People want
unfollow her and move on. People
want likes. People want, they don't consider that there's a person there that might be reading that. It doesn't matter. And also, it does totally matter for Carrie.
If it doesn't matter to Carrie, maybe she doesn't even look at that. Maybe she's like, it's an ad. I took the photo. I'm done with that piece of work. I don't even care. For those of you who are out there being that obnoxious, you're poisoning yourself.
You are. It actually is poison. You're feeding yourself. It's the poison attitude.
Whether or not it affects her or bothers her, it's sad for the human race.
It is.
That's who we are. We're just a bunch of people who live vicariously through other people. Like, you follow this superstar.
75% negative comments.
Yeah, you supposedly love her enough to follow her, and you are just... being a troll. Anyway, she posts that thing up, contestant 1488.7 or whatever. She posts it up on Instagram with the hashtag Reflection of the Week because she's got this Las Vegas residency called Reflection coming up. She just added some new 2024 dates.
Oh.
True or false?
Is this a real thing?
It's a mini,
okay.
mini
oh.
game.
Mini
True
game.
Or false? Okay. Carrie Underwood is the most successful contestant that American Idol has ever had.
False.
Yeah, what is the success based on?
Like, how much income? Is she worth? Let's say that.
I just feel like Kelly Clarkson has to be more so false as well.
It's true.
What's true?
Why?
She is the most. She's worth the most.
I don't buy it.
If you're going just on net worth, she is. But what do you think she's worth? Carrie Underwood. She is the winner of season 4.
$25 million.
There's no way. I mean, okay, $100 million then.
$140 million.
Get
from
that.
What?
Let's see. Highest certified female country artist of all time. She sold 70 million records worldwide. She has also ventured into writing and fashion, released her first book called Find Your Path in 2020. In 2015, she founded her fitness clothing line called Kalia by Carrie. She's at $140 million. Who is the second most successful?
Kelly Clarkson.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
What is Kelly Clarkson worth?
$139 million.
Oh, no. $50 million.
Exactly $50 million. Oh. She's worth almost $100 million less.
Carrie was worth 140, so you can't be 139 like that close.
Yeah.
She is the season 1 winner.
I was scumbagging it, and then you scumbagged me my scumbagging.
So she's got a TV show, obviously. I'm assuming she's making bank for that. She has sold, 10 studio albums and has sold over 25 million copies worldwide, which is a third, a little more than a third of what Carrie Underwood has sold.
That is really surprising.
I know.
Considering those hits are crossover worldwide hits.
Who is the third most successful?
Hudson.
Daughtry.
Oh, Daughtry.
Daughtry is number 7.
Wow.
Chris Daughtry finished 4th place in season 5. His net worth is?
$10 million.
11 million.
$8 million. You got that one.
Okay, so.
Jennifer Hudson.
J-Hud.
Okay, so what would I say he was, 7th?
Yeah.
He is 7th place on this list. J-Hud, 4th place. So we've skipped over someone.
Oh,
what do you think Jennifer Hudson is worth? Jennifer Hudson finished 7th place season 3.
$35 million.
I'm trying to think of the other thing.
Okay. She's worth $30 million.
Oh,
fourth place.
Right. Who else is there?
She, by the way,
Lambert.
It is Adam Lambert.
Oh.
Well done.
Oh, he didn't even cross my mind, but I didn't watch the show, so.
He is the season 8 runner-up. And what do you think Adam Lambert's worth? So let me tell you again, Kelly Clarkson's worth 50. She's the second highest or the second most successful, they're saying here. And Carrie Underwood is number 1 with $140 million.
Well, the weird thing about Adam Lambert, and I don't mean to offend any of his fans because he's a nice enough guy. We've interviewed him a couple times. He's very nice.
Very nice person.
But his albums are flops, like full on thud.
But you know what he gets paid for? Yeah,
and I'm getting there. He's doing the Queen shows, though, worldwide. I will say that he's worth $15
million. $20
million. $45 million.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And it's got to be that he has had some albums. He has gotten some Grammys.
Flopped,
well, they sold enough that they let him do 5, but clearly he knows they flopped because in the end, he goes on tour with Queen, which I don't know. Maybe they're paying him $10 million a year. It's got to be worth it to them. They get to tour as Queen with a guy who can sing all the Queen songs.
Right.
Right.
Like, that's amazing.
No, that's their careers. They're back, baby.
$45 million.
All those songs they wrote and they have a great library. They get to go perform them.
Mm. 5th place on this list is Catherine McPhee. She's worth about $14 million. Jordan Sparks is worth about $8 million. Which is about what Daughtry's worth. Then we get into this, some people like that Scotty McCreery guy. He won season 10. He's the really deep voice country guy. You probably know him because you're so into country. He's had some hits and he is worth $4 million.
I'll take $4 million.
Clay Aiken, season 2 runner up. He was beat out by Ruben Studdard. He is worth $4 million. He's 10th on this list. Kelly Pickler is also worth about $4 million. Chris Allen, he's the guy who beat Adam Lambert. He's worth $3.5 million. Ruben Studdard is worth about $3 million. Bunch of people I don't know. David Cook's worth $2 million. He had a hit. He had like one hit. Philip, about $1.5 million. David Archuleta, $1.5 million. And a lot of people that I don't recognize.
I have a Scotty McCreery here.
Oh, yeah. He's got really deep voice.
Here's Audition.
Oh.
I like the auditions.
Maybe lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Put some music on it soft and slow. And baby, we ain't got no place to go. And I hope you understand. Well, I've been thinking about this all day long.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. It's funny to see Steven Tyler, 15 years younger.
I don't know, that's crazy.
Fun. And J-Lo, 15 years younger. Oh, look, Randy Jackson's still on the show.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's good. Anyway, there's that.
All right.
I just want to mention this. Vinny, you and I talked about this yesterday. There is an interview in Rolling Stone with Kid Rock that is, I mean, it's weird. It's disturbing. It's kind of funny. It's kind of horrifying. He said the N-word and waved a gun around. I mean, it really has it all, this interview.
He's become downright antisocial. He is someone who's just psychotic. I don't know what happened to him, but for some people, maybe this is it. Money has undone him. Like, he made a bunch of money, and now he's just, nothing seems to matter.
Here's how this story goes. And listen, the first three paragraphs of that story in actual Rolling Stone magazine, if you subscribe, I'm not saying get a subscription in order to read it, but read them and you'll go, oh my, this is... So it's kind of fascinating. It's a Kid Rock interview in Rolling Stone that basically asks, how did he go from America's favorite hard party and rock star to the MAGA mouthpiece that he is now? It questions whether his hard right turn and incorporation of politics into his music and his stage show are sincere or a commercial move. Toward the end of the interview, things get kind of dark as he's totally wasted at this point, as having spent the day with this interviewer. He's waving a gun around, using the N-word multiple times, and complains about, quote, black women having children they can't afford. And as the Rolling Stone reporter is leaving, Kid Rock says, why would you do me a favor? Just write the most horrific article about me. Do it. It helps me. But will you tell everyone I was halfway cool?
As in halfway sober?
I don't know. I don't know what he's at. Truthfully, you lost me at drunk, waving a gun, yelling the N-word. Right. Like, that's this guy. What?
There's just no...
There's nothing.
Redeeming qualities left. It's too bad because when I found out he was hosting one of our shows, this was 20 years ago or whatever it was.
Yep.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. When I saw him perform, I was blown away.
I'm with you.
He completely transformed me into a fan in that moment, that night at Bimbo's. And since then, he's done everything he can to make sure I can't possibly like him anymore.
Right.
And I don't even, this isn't, I know everybody's like, you're either right or left. And if you're right, are you right enough? I don't care about politics. I don't want to be involved in that.
Yeah, I feel like I want to be nothing.
But
I'll take nothing.
He's just turned into a jerk, and he's just someone that I can't imagine spending money on ever again.
Or any time
I didn't spend
with
any money
all.
The first time. But
anyway,
you know.
So there it is. If you want to look at it, it's a Rolling Stone interview.
It's too bad.
And it is.
You've sang with him.
I have. It's true. I did. He came in and played that picture song and...
Yeah. Now you sang it.
I did with him. It was great. It's actually super sad that that when I think of Kid Rock, I don't think of that great moment I had with him.
Yeah.
I think of like, ugh, that guy setting the trans community back.
But they won't tell.
All right.
But their half-hearted smiles
don't say all right.
Tell me something just ain't right.
I was nervous.
Oh, you sound great, Sherry.
I've been waiting on you for a long time.
What's coming up with
this? I'm not.
Fueling up on heartaches and cheap wine. I ain't heard from you.
Don't roll your eyes.
Three damn nights.
Oh, yeah.
I put your picture away.
Where's he? Do we have him?
He must have started off, right?
He did start it off.
Let's see. I've
been living my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel.
It was really, it's actually a really cute moment. And one of the, my favorite things about that was, you know, he looks over at me like, all right, girl that I don't know, that I just met, sing it. And I started singing. He went, hey.
Oh, you can sing. You're not a loser.
Like,
Fio.
Oh. Jeez.
He liked you.
Yeah, but now I don't like him.
Oh.
So.
Whatever,
Kid Rock. Oh, all right, what's coming for the news?
Emojis and smart, rich, attractive.
Oh.
And more after these.
It's Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I guess we're about to get her back, huh?
Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Well, she's free now, so she should probably put
out some
more.
She quit that job of hers, so she's going to go make music again.
Yeah. Get more albums.
All right.
A big tour. Left Shark will be the star. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Your last chance to win a trip to Pixar Fest at Disneyland this week. 905, 1205, 305, and 505. Listen to us. We give you code words. You text those back to us at 20357. That's our contest text number. And you're in the running for the daily prize, the four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to celebrate Pixar Fest. Plus, you'll be qualified for the grand prize. It's a trip for four to the Disneyland Resort, four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines, and two nights at the Villas at Disneyland Hotel.
The Radio Alice Report.
Jane just got back from Pixar. What is it called?
Pixar Fest.
Pixar Fest. Yeah. She just got back. She looks 20% happier than ever before.
And she was already pretty happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's saying something.
Yep.
The happiest place.
All right. Where was I? Oh, this Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Sports.
Oh.
Hey, parents. With summer just around the corner, it's time to keep those kiddos busy. La Garza Summer Camp has got you covered. From scoring big in their sports camps to getting creative in the STEAM lab to cooking up some fun in the kitchen. They've got the ultimate recipe for summer fun for every kid. Nice. Don't let boredom strike.
Don't do it.
My kids are going. Bryn's kids are going.
That's right.
Your kids are going. Everybody's going.
Everybody's going to La Garza.
Yeah, saving $50. Too.
Register now at LaGarzaSports.org and use code ALICE. That's the name of this radio station. ALICE saves you $50.
Sweet.
Here's what's happening in Hello, Oregon.
Hello, Oregon.
Hello.
Wait.
Hello, Oregon.
The name of the place is Hello?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
No, I just said hello to Oregon.
Hello, Oregon.
Someone wrote
Oregon.
From Oregon, and
I
said hello, Oregon, back.
Oh.
Hello, Oregon.
Hello.
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 Oregon. Adele got in there, huh?
Yes, she did.
Did you see the thing about Adele? Or did you tell me the thing about Adele?
Which thing about Adele? Is it the thing where someone's freaking out because Adele, like, shouted her out or something?
No.
Okay, what is it?
Adele is saying that as soon as she finishes her Vegas
residency.
She's going to have a kid with that new boyfriend. Or not new. I mean, they've been together a while.
His name Bill Rich or
no,
Rich Paul?
Rich Paul. Okay. Rich Paul and her are going to have a kid. And she's like, and I want a daughter.
I want a daughter.
So I guess she gets what she wants every time?
I don't know. That's an interesting part.
Or maybe in vitro, right? You just,
and then she just continued to go on and on about, like, I've been reading this article going, boy, chatty little thing, isn't she?
I really like Adele. She's very, she's sort of like,
yeah, she's
there.
Definitely, it was really.
A bit too much information.
It felt manic.
Yeah. Adele.
It did. A daughter by me and Rich is going to be a little diva, isn't she?
In it.
Okay.
That's funny.
You didn't hear any of that?
No. I didn't hear it. Did you hear it?
No, I read it. I thought I heard it from you, but if you didn't tell me that, then I read it somewhere.
I might have told you about it and then forgot about
it.
She's
going to be a little diva, isn't she?
I feel like I'd remember the diva part. Good for her. What is Adele's net worth? You know what? I'll look it up. You guys, as you were, I'll look up it. I want to see what Adele's worth. Like, Vegas residency, which started out as a total disaster, has been absolutely huge for her. Adele net worth.
$220 million.
$220 million. What's that in pounds, though? What's that in euros? I guess euros and pounds are different, aren't they? They left the EU.
Yeah.
But I think they always kept the pound. I don't really know. Anyway, back to you, Vin. Sarah will stop talking now. Who's that?
When I first saw this story, because we've been talking a little bit about AI this morning,
yeah.
And it's become
scary.
Well, it changes. It makes leaps forward daily. Like, it's felt like at first the iPhone was doing that. Like, each new version went a long ways.
Yeah.
And now there's no longer, that's not the case. Like, no. There have been three of them, and the one I'm holding still just as good as the new ones.
Yeah.
So hopefully AI calms the hell down here at some point.
I feel like that's the thing that isn't going to calm down. It's going to keep on, because it's its own thing. It's going to start taking off on its own. It's going to be like, you know what we should do? Good for the rest of us, the AIs.
To the moon.
Take over the world. These people work for us now.
Story goes like this. This still seems like future stuff, so it's a bit scary how fast it's arriving. A 61-year-old German man named Michael Baumer has terminal cancer, and he's going to leave behind an AI version of himself. So there's the story, and I wanted to tell you that part because when I first heard about you can now leave an AI copy of yourself behind when you die, I thought, when are we going to get over ourselves and just live the best possible life you can? Your kids will be your legacy. But then I read it and went, oh, he's got cancer and he's got loved ones and he's going to die young. So he wants to leave.
Also, me. Right. I mean,
we're
each one of us is a little miracle, just all in this one little vessel. Here we are. It's our brain.
He's the first customer for a service called Eternos that creates your own AI double. He's been training an AI to act like him, carry on after he's passed away. You tell it your thoughts, your memories. It learns to mimic your personality, your voice, and even generate new ideas similar to what you would have thought of.
Interesting. I wonder if you and I could feed years and years and years of tape of us recorded here on the show. And our reactions and all our thoughts and dumb opinions and crazy things we said.
Sometimes stuff we say is for a joke.
Effect. Yeah. Well, we're hilarious. Won't the AI go on to be hilarious?
Like, sometimes I might agree with you, but take the other side just because that's what has to happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, you probably agree with me, but take the other side just because you feel like you need to do that.
No, I definitely never agree
with you. No, you absolutely do all the time.
No, I don't. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's not true. I don't agree.
They asked him 150 questions about himself and his life, and he spent several weeks answering them at length. The point is to give your family something to interact with once you're gone.
Now, I don't know that my family would want that.
Well,
not for her.
You don't know, Sarah.
You don't know, but I don't know if this is the healthiest thing in the world, I do think there are people who aren't going to move on whether or not they have this. You know what I mean?
Here's what's cool.
A widow might go, I don't care who wants to go out with me. I'm done with that part of my life.
Yeah, I've still got this guy on AI. Here's what I think will be cool about this.
Okay.
I personally feel like I had some great grandparents when I was little. And I was little. I didn't care about them.
Oh,
they
you
were
mean
old
the
people.
Quality of their grandparenting was great, not that they were great grandparents.
They were great grandparents. My great grandparents. My great grandmother.
Okay, so it's not the quality judgment.
No.
It's their position.
And
in
they
your,
were. I was little it. When mm-hmm. when the final one passed. I think I was like 15.
Okay, me
so,
too.
So, you know, my great grandma was around for a while. I didn't care about her. I'm a 15 year old.
Right.
Like, I'm busy doing my own thing. And she'd had a stroke early. Like, she was a shell of who I assume. Now as a aging person, I'm like, damn. I wish I could have known my great grandmother. I hear things about her and whatever. And even I've lost all my grandparents now. Like, how great would it be if, play this forward. Now I'm somebody's great-great-great-great-grandmother. And they can go back into the family annals, with two N's, not the way you want it spelled. And they are able to access.
Put that on me.
I'm just saying, I know what you're thinking. They're able to act. Thank you. They're able to access an ancestor. And not just one ancestor. You know, like, this will become a normal thing. And it's not going to matter for us. It's not going to matter even really for our kids who already know us and who don't necessarily need to go back and listen to us yammer on and on. But their kids' kids. And, you know, there'll be family trees that are much more well-defined because of the people who took the time to make these copies of themselves.
I guess your extended point, but I also like the initial one. When I met my great grandparents, these are the people that raised my mom's mom passed away when she was 13.
Right.
So she didn't
Sandy, tragic. So
absolutely.
Hard.
Her grandparents, my great grandparents, basically raised her. Mm-hmm. She lived at their house. She went to, so all that stuff. When I met them, they were not who they were to her.
They were old people.
At all.
Right.
So, you know, and you know, kids, we're all kind of like, oy.
Yeah.
What became of that? Like, that person looks, well, elderly.
Yes. And they are, and you've never known them any other way.
Right.
And you have no idea what's going on in their mind or what or who they are or were.
Right.
I think that's really...
It would be great to not have my memory be of grandpa, great grandpa smelling like pee pee.
Right.
No. And I don't say that to be a comedian. I'm saying that's what my memory is of him.
Right.
Right.
Pee pee and tobacco.
Oh, that's a winning combo.
Well, the guy was elderly.
Yeah.
Really old.
So I wonder if you start young enough. I wonder if this is what, you know, I remember when Facebook, we were a few years into Facebook. So it was early days. And I thought to myself, you know what's great about this is that it's basically a living album.
Mm-hmm.
It's a repository for my thoughts and comments and conversations I've had, photos and videos. This is the modern day photo album. Like, I really felt like this is kind of a cool thing. And I think that this is just the next step on that. Like, you answer your 150 questions. Because I'm assuming that you would be watching this on a screen. Although I guess I'm just assuming there could be a holographic me that's walking around years from now. And I hope that it's not the old grizzled person sitting on the couch smelling like pee and tobacco. I hope that it's, you know, me throughout my life in different phases. Not me, but, you know, as we...
No, I'm with you. What you're doing right now is making this story 10 times better, because the truth is, that's right. I have
Well, you have a first reaction.
I don't
reaction
have a
to
great
it.
Memory of this person right. that my mom has a completely different story for. Completely.
These people were so important to your mom.
Right. And then I met him and went, huh?
These guys. And years from now, like generations from now, you'll hear your mom's story or your great grandmom's stories, and they'll be talking about their mom or your relationship. This person came over from this country, and you'll go, let me access their thing.
It's not a bad idea.
Kind of cool.
Eternos, the first person, is doing it as we speak. Mm. He wants to leave behind something because he's passing young.
He's passing.
From cancer.
He knows it. Right.
Right.
61 is
but
young.
But I do think what you just said makes a lot of sense.
I think
I
that
like
people
it.
Will take it for granted. It'll just be the way it is. And it's going to be cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sarah's known for her great advice.
Oh, my God. Doug, you know what you should do? Listen to me. Always.
All the time.
You got a question? I probably have an answer.
Mm.
This story goes, there are a bunch of sayings, mantras, and advice that people keep repeating, even though we all know they mostly ring hollow. Here's a few of these that you can decide on.
Okay.
Sarah will tell you.
I'll let you know.
All right.
We should keep it or ditch it.
Never go to bed angry.
Oh.
Oh, I go to bed angry all the time.
You said that before.
I never said that.
That's when you're less baby.
People do say that all the time, and probably it's true. I always feel like sleep on it. You wake up in the morning, you go, meh.
They say that right here, and maybe things will seem different in the morning. Also, there is a point where it's time to go to bed.
Yeah. We're not going to resolve this tonight. And I am not doing you because I'm mad.
Oh.
See you in the morning.
Arguing it out before bed is not always the best move.
I lay in bed seething.
The old don't go to bed angry, probably not your best move.
That is the list.
This one's funny just because it's like... You do tell your never give up. And then this one goes on to say, well, sometimes it's probably if it's not working out,
no,
maybe
cut
it is,
your losses yeah, for like, sure.
You
definitely
might need to
give
let
up
go.
Now.
You should probably give up.
I like these.
What?
Give up.
Do what you love and the money will follow.
I find that to be true.
This can be true, but it can also get you in a lot of trouble. It's possible to make money doing something you're passionate about, but you're still going to have to figure out how.
I love killing puppies.
What?
Man.
And being a governor. It's the Christy Gnome. No, I can't. I'm just trying to think of something that people love.
Incredibly dark. I was going to go.
Well, the money's not going to come.
Your love of video games and delivered pizza might not make you money.
But it's still what I love.
I understand, but some people can turn that gaming thing into a YouTube channel. Others?
Not so much. Give up. It's time to give up.
Right.
See number two.
Forgive and forget.
No, I can't do that. I might forgive you, but I am not going to forget you did it. And
this story says exactly, it should be forgive. But I ain't forgetting.
Yeah.
Because 9 out of 10 times, people's poor behavior is part of a pattern. Fool me once, shame on me. Right. Fool me twice, you can't get fooled again.
Yeah, that's a good saying, actually.
Shame on... Shame on you.
What?
If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
You can't get fooled again, right?
That's what
you
mean.
Whatever it is. I'm going to just wrap it up.
Nobody's recording at this breakfast, right?
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
I don't know what the rest of it is. So let's just see.
Where am I going with this?
Yeah.
Let's just wing
not
it.
Sure. I'm walking out. I'm in the weeds.
Pass the waffles.
Did someone throw me a line?
Tennessee, and maybe in Texas, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know it is in Texas, but, maybe in Tennessee. I don't know. Possible.
Our text number is... that's a good memory lane right there.
That was fun. This was actually this whole
innocent
this whole
times.
Day
the good old days.
It's been a good show. We can use a lot of this Saturday in the Saturday morning special where all the good stuff goes.
Make sure it's away from. All right.
What?
Make sure it's away from. Nobody said?
530 says, my dad died when I was 8. This would be the most amazing gift I could ever imagine. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I think it'll be like we were saying about Facebook. I think that people are going to get into a mode where they are doing this.
We're taking it for granted.
Yeah.
Same way like you look at a video or a photo even of your grandpa or grandma. You're like, oh, you have that.
Yeah.
Now
then that's all you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that like maybe Cameron, because she's already interacting regularly with an AI. And the AI, all that you have to do is say, hey, AI, every day, whatever the thing's name is. Every day, can you grab like a moment and have her talk about, who she is at this moment at age 6 and,
man.
And then every day she's got something.
That's probably coming soon.
It is. You could do it right now. You just have to save that. Save that for her.
I don't know if I have the paid version, so maybe it's part of the paid version.
Yeah, whatever. Right. We're all getting it. It's all coming our way.
That duet with Sarah and Kid Rock is one of the best moments in the history of your show ever, ever.
Ever.
Sad what Kid Rock has become, but y'all can play that track anytime. Hot damn, Sarah.
Hot damn.
Sarah singing Pictures gave me chills. Beautiful. Wow, Sarah.
Next to him.
Sarah's picture is fire. Kid Rock's way more out of tune. LOL.
And I was trying harder, you know. That's not my song. I was like, hey, let me try and make you like me by singing real good.
I don't want to defend the Jerko also, but I bet he, you know, went to bed at 4 in the morning.
He hadn't gone to bed yet. He was going to bed right after that interview, most likely.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure he's like, they made me. They made me come in. I'm trying to be nice.
That's a good song.
Yeah. More Sarah singing.
Oh, Sarah.
It's okay. I feel like we've had enough singing out of me for a day.
Oh, you do a lot of singing.
I do love singing, though. Yeah, you know, it's harder. I feel like my voice is changing as I'm getting older.
What?
You know, it's just harder to sing.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes at home, John will be playing some song. I'm like, I don't feel like standing up. I'm not going to sing it.
415, come on.
What happened, 415?
Did you see what Jelly Roll's comment on Carrie was?
What happened to my face?
That's pretty funny. That's a good one. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Tom Hanks asked the question. Chet Hayes has the answer. Plus,
Chet Hayes
and Lenny.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is still moving its way across the globe.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.